Blind Cool Tech, September 15, 2008.
Blind Cool Tech,
fun. I wanted to play with the podcast stuff. Okay.
Technology,
the world
is anybody there.
And blind
here. Ah, God! Who put that wall there?
And all come together.
Hey, y'all. How you doing? I'm Larry Skutkan, your host, and I hope you'll join me as I walk into work this morning. And it's really very much of a different kind of morning here in Louisville. Good boy. Jake's slowing down and going off the sidewalk. What do we got on this? Because there's branches down everywhere. Well, not just branches, trees. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be safe to walk to work this morning. There's somebody cutting up some stuff there. Hey there. We're without power since before noon yesterday. What happened was we got the remnants of Hurricane Ike and some terrific winds. But I'll talk about that a little bit this morning, and I also want to talk a little bit more about Gmail accessibility and Twitter. So grab a cup of coffee or sit down in that easy chair. Try to put on some nice headphones or earbuds. We do record this in a stereo, so kind of encourage you to walk with us, if you will. Oop, there's a big dead branch. I didn't realize how bad it was. We had branches down in our yard, of course, and with, you know, not unusual is having the dead ones shake loose. Good boy. From the big trees. I've got two giant, giant maple trees in my yard. So, of course, the... Good boy. The ground was littered with those. And, but what was... we're going around something here. Good boy, little buddy. Going way out into the grass off the sidewalk. Good boy. Stay right. That's it. Good boy. Okay, we're back on the sidewalk now. Maybe I shouldn't have walked. I did bring my pruners with me, and I probably last night we went for a walk and kind of cleared branches off the sidewalk as we walked. But yeah, there are about 280,000 people in this area of Kentucky and another 190,000 in southern Indiana, right across the river. So, without power, and they're saying, you know, a week or so. Funny thing is, too, I honestly didn't really miss the electricity, except the computer, of course. And here a few years ago, I switched to an electric stove, but fortunately, our grill has a burner on it, so we were able to make coffee, and we'll be able to cook whatever we need. I guess my main concern right now is keeping the refrigeration going, and I'm going to try to find some dry ice or something and just kind of use those refrigerators as ice boxes like the old days. Good boy, little buddy. Well, all the schools are closed today, so there should be quite a bit less traffic. And I think anywhere that had power lines down, they've blocked it off. But, yeah, what really concerned me was these huge branches that were green. You know, live branches just snapped off, like, 3 inches in diameter. We drove around last night, gawking at the storm damage, unabashedly. Actually, we were just actually going to go to a garden store, but it was a good boy. Whoa, there's something down there. We noticed that whole splotches of the city were without electricity, and all the restaurants that had electricity were packed. I had just cleaned up my yard Saturday too. It was hot. Mowed it. Sometime I'm going to tell you guys too about this new rechargeable mower I got. I mean, I spent quite a bit of time looking into which one I wanted, and this one probably isn't one that I would have picked, but I got such a good deal on it that I took it. And what it is a home light, 24 volt, and I'll tell you that story. I got it at Lowe's, refurbished, and they didn't have the charger with it or anything. And I asked the guy if he'd take $150 for it, and he says, yeah. And we have a $100 rebate program here in town. And then I shouldn't have done this, but I applied, which I need to cancel now, come to think of it. Applied for a Lowe's credit card and got $25 more off. So, $25 for this thing. And I love it. In fact, what I'm going to put on it, wow, there is quite a bit of traffic actually. What I'm going to put on it is a rheostat. Good boy. Getting around some of this debris. Wow. Lots of mulching material. I'm going to put a rheostat on it because I noticed what it is when you charge it up, I mean, it spins like crazy. I mean, just like a gas lawnmower. And I realized and found out as I continued mowing my whole yard that when the battery started running down, it started slowing down, and it, you know, since the blade's nice and sharp, it cut just as good. I imagine, you know, it'd be nice in some real, really, really thick high areas to speed it up. But the other advantage was you could hear a lot better what was going on. I love that, where what you hear is the sound of things getting cut, not the gas engine or the smell or anything. But I'm going to, I'm going to put a rheostat on. I think that's what you call it on that, where I can slow it down when it's charged up and, you know, speed it up as if I want to. In fact, I went ahead and called the company, and they sent, or Liz did, they sent the charger and the bagger. And I didn't think I would use that bagger, but I love it. And as we found out yesterday, it's pretty good at picking up leaves and debris and stuff too. Good boy, little buddy. Yeah, they were saying on the news this morning on the radio that this has really been a worse disaster than the tornadoes in 74. You know, I was very, very lucky.
I didn't realize it was that bad as it was happening. I mean, I heard a thing or two hit the roof. And of course, you know, I didn't want to be out there in it. I knew that. But as we were looking around yesterday, a lot of the trees, a lot of the old trees, split in half. And one half had fallen, one half would still be standing. I mean, that was several times. There was a old tree in the park down the street from us. Well, it's a big park. And the whole root system, the whole yard and everything was tilted up. And the whole tree was tilted over and it just brought the whole front lawn with it. So, I don't know if they're going to just push it back down or what. No, it's not funny at all. But like I said, I had just done all my yard work, had the yard looking good, and this thing came through and just trashed it. I mean, there were millions of little twigs everywhere and piles of, well, anything that was dead and loose in that tree is out of there. I found some pine cones in my yard when I was mowing, and I mean, there's a pine tree down on the corner, two houses down. Well, this is pretty smooth going here so far. The other day I was talking about Google and accessibility. And, you know, what is their role? I thought perhaps, though, that... And, you know, I haven't tried this yet, but I thought I'd throw a suggestion out there that might help with accessibility. And might... We're slowing down here. Good boy. Might be good for everyone, too. And what it is I realize that the page... is the Google Mail page, that is not your traditional email page. You don't move from message to message. Hi there.
You're safe.
Okay. Got a little debris to clean up, huh?
Well, he's doing it. I just work out here.
Oh, yes. Jake, don't do that. Y'all have a great morning.
I'm sorry he did that.
Well, no, it's not your fault. He should know better than that, but... Hey, you made his day, though, so thank you. It's designed to just show so many messages on the screen at once. And you just hover your mouse over them. Okay, this light is out. So I'm stopping, too. Okay. Well, we have to be... courteous to each other, even us pedestrians. Wow, yeah, I wonder if the electricity's out here too. It doesn't look like Java Brewing is open. Well, maybe it is. It's beautiful morning as it is out here. I'm surprised it's not a lot of people sitting out there. The only reason I thought it might be is I caught a whiff of someone's perfume. But they could have just been walking. I didn't smell any coffee or anything. But, so instead of making this just all, you know, take up a whole page, they can actually still do that, but have a hotkey like they do in Google Reader to move from message to message. And I mean, I guess actually you could control that a few other ways too. You know, if they wanted to modify the way the page was presented, they actually could just make a heading, a lower heading number for each message, and we could use the screen reader's commands to move from heading to heading. But also, as in Google Reader, you know, a command just to move from message to message, because right now, really, there is no keyboard shortcut to do that.
Be careful.
Okay, you too. Yeah, no wires down, though, fortunately. Yeah, I really wanted to come out and walk in this morning, because it feels so fresh and tastes fresh. I had this friend that lived in Tampa, Mr. Anderson, M.R. Anderson. Some of you may know him. I don't even know if he's still around or not. I hope so. But he was an elderly guy, really, when I knew him 10, 15 years ago. And he grew up in Florida, and he said he would love to go out on the beach after a hurricane because everything was so crisp and clean. And I'm sure this isn't the full effect of it, but wow, the air is cool and there's no smell or anything, no haze. Good boy, little buddy. So yeah, if Google could, implement an ability to go from message to message, that probably would be the most efficient way to do it. And then have it where you could hit enter on the message that you were focused on to open it. Because right now what it does is just gives you, a preview of it. And you click that and it shows you the message, the whole message. And a lot of times really the preview is enough to know that you either want it or don't want it or need to read it. And honestly right now it's not that easy to mark individual messages either. I mean, don't get me wrong, there is a basic HTML view that is designed for screen readers, and it makes it more simple, but there's things it doesn't do, and it's really kind of clunky to get around too. I found really the best way to get around with the current interface, the current technology, as of September 15th, 2008, is to use Firefox latest version. I think beta 3.1 is what I'm using right now. No, I don't even know what version it is. It's the latest beta. And I think the release is actually 3.1. But anyway, using that with the review cursor, in JAWS, I guess the JAWS cursor. Hi. She must have had a dog with her, Jakey. Yeah. I really should have got on Jake a little more about heading over to that woman back there. That's something you really don't want your dog to do at all. And it's difficult to correct it partially because of, perceptions. Like that lady was, sounded like she was kind of offended that I, verbally reprimanded Jake. But, if he does that again, I really probably should go to a FUI or and then after that a leash correction, because he really does not need to be doing that. A guide dog is not he's working. You're not following him around. He is guiding you. I mean, what he wants to do is
not necessarily an option. I like to use his natural instincts to take advantage of what senses I can that he's got to offer, and his willingness to enjoy himself and to, you know, do what we're asking. And I think it gives him a feeling of fulfillment. Ooh, lots of debris as well. Boy. Oh, I'll be done. We got electricity here. Good boy. Push the button. Good doggy. Well, I brought my trimmers with me, just in case, but I hadn't really needed them. I could have stopped back there, I guess, and moved some of those branches out of the sidewalk there on stilts. One of the other things, good boy, I wanted to talk with you about was Twitter. I don't know if you've played with it. You've certainly probably heard of it. It's something that you wouldn't think, well, gee, there's this need to do this. But what it is well, it's a little hard to describe. It's sort of a, you know, what are you doing right now kind of thing. And people get on there and say, you know, drinking coffee. And you subscribe to other people's Twitters, and they can send these things via their phone or on the Twitter.com website, which is where you sign up for it, by the way. But different people, of course, have different Twitters. There's a Amazon MP3 Twitter that has a deal every day. I think one of my favorite Twitters is Tim O'Reilly. He's a guy that does technical books, or has a O'Reilly Books. I don't know if he's the owner. Good boy. Or one of the partners or what. But anyway, he's very big into the technology. And, you know, I've actually worked with some people that worked for O'Reilly along the lines of digital publishing, and their real thing, their real thing is non-DRM. And, you know, I was reading about some of that yesterday or day before. Because, and I think you'll also recognize they contribute, I think, most of their books to openbook.org. And they're very well structured, I must say. I've heavily depended on O'Reilly Books for a lot of the projects I've worked on, or some of the things I've played around with. But I found a book the other day. Let's get back to Twitter here first. Twitter. So he's got a tweet, and you subscribe to these friends, and whoever you subscribe to, when you either check the website or check it on a device, you know, that has a Twitter client, you can keep up with what people say and are doing. And it's just actually a little bit habit forming, and also informative. You know, like this Tim O'Reilly, he'll publish audio interviews, and then, you know, as soon as I saw that, it hit me. Wow, I could publish Blind Cool Tech on there too. In fact, I pretty much figured out how to do a PHP script that you can communicate with Twitter's servers and just send over a Twitter. And of course, these Twitters can include links too, as as I was mentioning with the O'Reilly one, you know, he said audio interview with, well, it was someone from Netscape, but in fact, it was actually a pretty interesting article about the open sourceness comparisons between technology and government, and sort of the proponent of having a open source government as the way technology open sourcing works. So anyway, I mean, he had this link in his Twitter there, and you could just click on it and listen. Very cool. So one thing too I discovered is, you know, if you go to twitter.com and you want to use it with your screen reader after you get it set up and everything, use the they have a link up there for the mobile phone version, and it's really just a very much simplified presentation of that page. Good boy, little buddy. So might want to check that out. Well, that's going to do it for us today. And I'm certainly glad you were able to join us on our little walk. We're not all the way there yet, but we're going to cut it short for today, and hopefully we'll talk to you guys soon again. Have a good one.